Overdose deaths are climbing for prison inmates. Overdoses inside of prisons have been on the rise this year, with many deaths being reported in Pennsylvania, Colorado, and Tennessee. Fentanyl is the blame for many of these deaths. The Colorado Department of Corrections is asking the legislature for money to create a canine team that can detect narcotics coming into state prisons. One prison in Colorado had at least 3 overdoses in the past 13 months. And the Colorado State Department of Corrections Inspector General, the Prison Watchdog Group, said they found more drugs in the past 2.5 years than in the whole history of the office. Overall, there's been a steep increase in Colorado's amount of seized drugs in state prisons. In the first 6 months of 2021, the state seized 400 grams of cocaine, compared to the whole year of 2018, when it was only 48 grams. Adding to that, they found more than 3 times the amount of heroin compared to 2018, with methamphetamine, Suboxone, and prescription drugs all said to exceed their 18, 19, and 2020 levels. In Tennessee, at least 31 inmates have died across 9 prisons in 2021, which that number is probably going to shoot up more after more deaths are investigated. Adding to this, Tennessee has been having a hard time getting people to work as prison guards, and is also seeing rises in safety concerns because of short-staffed prisons. With many stopgaps in place and being proposed across several states, something is for certain. Without slowing down the pipeline of people entering prison, and not helping those who are inside to have issues, as fentanyl usage increases and more drugs across the board have demand, more will be used, and more will unfortunately face overdose deaths. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find this episode, many others like it, or check out the long form show, visit us at bandwidth.productions.